Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from the Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. With topics and information about healthy living, here's Dr. David Wick.
Do you suffer from chronic headaches? You thought they would go away, but they just keep coming back. If so, come see me, Dr. David Wick of the Holistic Chiropractic Center. I'll work with you to reduce or even eliminate your headaches. Call 651-342-2083. The world is so full of a number of things. I'm sure we should all be as happy as kings. I wasn't very old at the time that I first heard that Robert Louis Stevenson rhyme. I've carried it with me right up to this day when even troubles tried to steal it away. It came from a child's garden of verses, but it's a reminder even for older persons. Thanksgiving Day is one of my favorite holidays, although I have several I enjoy. I like that it encourages us to stop, take inventory of our lives, and give thanks for the abundance that sustains us. Historically, it's a day of remembrance that settling in a new land was very difficult for pilgrims in 1620 and 1621. Many starved and suffered diseases through the winter. Many perished. The survivors confronted unthinkable troubles en route to the spring thaw that brought help from Squanto and other Native Americans. Weakened by malnutrition and other illnesses, those pilgrims happily received instructions on how to live off the American land. By November 1621, with a plentiful harvest, the pilgrims and Native Americans held a joint feast, albeit one that was probably quite different than any we enjoy today. There were many different traditions of Thanksgiving that showed up throughout American history. In 1789, President George Washington issued the first Thanksgiving proclamation by the United States government. In 1863, at the height of the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln's proclamation implored all Americans to ask God to commend to his tender care all those who have become widows, orphans, mourners, or sufferers in the lamentable civil strife, and to heal the wounds of the nation. With turkeys, stuffing, sweet potatoes, parades, pies, and football games, it's easy to forget that the origins of Thanksgiving were grounded in gratitude for mere survival. Quite often, it was less a celebration of epic prosperity than of having just enough to get by. The constant act of grinding it out, whether during one's working years or during one's retirement, can cause one to quickly lose perspective of all the excellent things in life for which one should be thankful. In a world where having everything is still not enough, it helps to pause and write down several things for which one is thankful. As the old song says, count your blessings. Name them one by one. This timeless and simple concept is so wonderful, but easily forgotten as we go through our daily grind. I encourage you to begin making that list as soon as possible and keep it handy this Thanksgiving and every day. Add to it often. Complaining rarely gets one what one wants anyway. Approach life with gratitude, by choice, and see how your happiness will increase. Take time to frequently thank God and those people in your life who support you along the way. None of us is an island. We are all dependent on the work of those we know, and many more will probably never personally know. Be thankful for each one's help and tell others thanks as often as possible.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083. 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.